You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Enjoy that sunshine. Welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM. We'll have Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way, getting started in just a few minutes on the program here today. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. Brian Haas will join us coming up in just a couple of moments. As we mentioned, we're going to talk golf today. If you want to get your questions for Brian in early, love to have you text those in at 319-366-1600 about your golf game and how Brian can improve it. 319-366-1600. That is also our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. Presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out online at DePaco.com. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. It's 61 degrees, bright sunshine outside. Brian was smart. He played golf earlier today, so he's already one ahead of us. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And yeah, I met Brian in the parking lot, and we both looked up to the sky, and wow.
Don't look directly at it.
It's going to get up to 80s in a hurry, isn't it, Brian?
It's beautiful, yes. Yeah. So it's going to get there quick.
Next week, as a matter of fact. Enjoy spring today and maybe Saturday. And then it's going to be 81 on Monday, 87 on Tuesday. So, yeah, enjoy spring today. I might even get out, and if I don't sink into the ground, maybe mow the lawn a little bit. So we'll see how that plays out. But we will talk golf with you coming up here in just a little bit. As I mentioned, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, as we will get that off and running here in just a little bit. But there is some news today to talk about locally. College basketball, good news for T.J. Otzelberger and the Iowa State Cyclones, as I think a move that was anticipated, but you can never really close things out until you get the actual person saying, yes, I'm coming back. But Gabe Kalischer, Mark, is coming back next year for his super senior year for Iowa State, the sixth year, if you will, the COVID year. And he will be one of the top players for the Cyclones next year. I thought he had a very good year for Iowa State. Had some games where he really stepped up as far as the scoring is concerned. Probably more prominent as far as the defensive end of things is concerned. But I think that was one guy, especially after Isaiah Brockington wasn't coming back and the loss of Tyrese Hunter, that Iowa State needed to really get back into the fold.
I really agree with you, and this can't hurt at all the Iowa State program after the losses that you mentioned in Hunter and Brockington. And Kalischer had a pretty good year, and that veteran presence will only do Otzelberger good things, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a big help. And they've got some transfers coming in next year. They've got a transfer who is eligible starting next year, who actually had to sit out a year. That doesn't happen anymore. And so, you know, Iowa State's going to have to pass out name tags in that first day of practice, I think. But that's a similar situation to what they had last year. And if you can play defense, defense travels. No pun intended as far as basketball is concerned.
It certainly did for Iowa State last year.
Yeah, it really did. And the Cyclones, when you play defense, you're in every game. And T.J. Otzelberger and company showed that. And they will rely on Gabe Kalischer to help out as far as that is concerned. So 319-366-1600 here at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock is as we mentioned, we're going to get to Caddy Smack, talk golf with you. His questions are already coming in here on the program. We're going to talk to Sean McCarty, the pro down at Brown Deer Golf Club in Coralville. As Sean's going to be teeing it up in a couple of weeks at the PGA Championship, the second time he is going to tee it up at the PGA in a major. and looking forward to talking with Sean. It's going to be a lot of fun, and had a very nice comeback to get into the field through the Club Professionals Championship that took place a couple of weeks ago, and interested to hear his thoughts about going down to Tulsa.
No doubt about it. Shot 68 in the final round and ended up tied for sixth. And the top 20, as Brian knows, goes to the PGA Championship. And I watched a lot of that event. It's so competitive. I mean, those guys, you know, definitely, you know, want to reach the PGA Championship. There's some money involved. These guys can play, Brian.
They can play. And, well, there's a lot of former tour players in there as well that had some time on tour, not dissimilar to Sean. Yeah. And you know, they're all former college players. These guys can play some golf.
Yeah, and they'll get a chance to do that. And I think it's great that PGA has a very good field as it is. They get all of the top tour players, obviously, but they also get a good amount of players from across the oceans, if you will. But then they always keep X number of spots open for club pros and PGA teaching professionals. And that's why I think the PGA, it's a little bit of a soft spot in my heart anyway.
Definitely, yes. It's been fun. And, you know, over the years, they've shrunk that number a little bit. But I think they're at the right number now. It used to be a little bit deeper. There was more club professionals playing in the event many years ago. But I think that's the right number. You really look at that group of players of the 26,000 PGA members that are in the United States. You know, to get your top 20 players and get them playing in the PGA Championship, I think that's a real treat.
No Omar Uresti this year, though.
They're going to name that tournament after him.
Right.
Well, I think they came up with some sort of a clause that he could not participate this year. So I thought they did that after last year's event, but I could be wrong. But he's not there this year. He is not there this year. 319-366-1600. So Gabe Kalscher is back. We're going to talk to Sean McCarty coming up in just a couple of moments. And I want to, before we get to a break here, and get to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Chris and Jamie and Dave and everybody over there. They do a great job. They're open at 4 o'clock. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. Hit it.
Scoreboard ready to go?
Scoreboard ready to go.
It's an active day in Major League Baseball, at least during the day here. We've got several games in progress. Right now, we've got a final. Arizona's beaten Miami 8-7. Middle of the eighth inning, Atlanta leading the New York Mets 9-1. Top of the ninth inning, San Diego on top of Cleveland 5-4. Bottom of the ninth, St. Louis roughing up Kansas City 10-0. In the bottom of the sixth, Houston up 5-0 on Seattle. Third inning, scoreless Tampa Bay and Oakland. We also have a final. Detroit has defeated Pittsburgh 3-2. Other games just going to start here in the next few minutes. The NFL announced a series of overseas games this coming season. The full schedule will be revealed next week, a week from tomorrow. We've got Minnesota and New Orleans going to play in London October 2nd. The Giants and Packers in London, October 9th, Denver and Jacksonville getting together. Also in London on October 30th. Seattle and Tampa Bay will play in Munich November 13th. And in Mexico, the 49ers and Cardinals will play November 21st. And finally, as we segue into Caddy Smack, the Wells Fargo gets underway tomorrow in Washington, D.C. at of course, that used to host the Kemper Open. Zach Johnson, Cedar Rapidian, starting at 7:07 Central Time, paired with Lucas Glover and Jim Herman.
Not the well-known PE teacher here in town.
No.
Not that Jim Herman. Different Jim Herman. Also, by the way, just announced Cedar Rapids Colonels Christian Encarnacion Strand named Midwest League Minor League Player of the Month for April. Can't understand why. 4-10 with 23 RBIs, .679 slugging percentage and an OPS of 1.138. That's good. That's good at any level of baseball. So congratulations to him. Colonel's home again tonight, beginning at 6:30. We'll take a break, come back, get you a weather update, and get to Caddy Smack in the gym class as we will get that rolling for Wednesday after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have a calm rest of the day. We will have some clouds moving in late this afternoon into this evening. Our next round of rain then arrives tomorrow morning, and we are going to have light to moderate showers throughout much of the day. Could be some pockets of heavy rain at times, and that's going to hold temperatures back to a high in the mid-50s. We'll continue to have some showers around on and off through the day on Friday as well, and we'll be keeping an eye on the potential for localized flooding in spots. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Severe weather can sneak up fast. And Linn County REC wants you to stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so here's a handy checklist to help you get prepared for storm-related power outages. First, make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. Second, visit the Outage Center at LinnCountyREC.com. To familiarize yourself with resources like the outage map and details on how to report an outage. Third, sign up for outage alerts so Linn County REC can notify you if the power goes out at your home or business and let you know when it comes back on. Next, if you have a portable generator, be sure you know how to use it safely. Follow all guidelines and manufacturer instructions. And finally, for more information, go to LinnCountyREC.com, helping you plan ahead. Another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
It's time to make the playoffs pay off with Elite Sportsbook. On Thursdays through Sundays in May, bet a 4-plus leg parlay on pro basketball and pro hockey and receive 10% back. It's literally that simple. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
3:18, back with you in the gym class in KGYM. Time for Caddy Smack on the gym class on this Star Wars Day, May the 4th. I don't need to explain it. If you're a Star Wars fan, you know what we're talking about.
The 4th be with you.
Indeed, indeed. So it's the May the 4th Star Wars edition of Caddy Smack. Coming your way right here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas, our resident pro for Caddy Smack for these many years. And, of course, Brian with a brand new venture. Let the folks know about your website and the latest here before we get started.
Thank you. Yeah, I went out on my own and we're teaching, coaching, and fitting out at Saddleback Golf Club in Solon, Iowa, and just kind of leased a good spot out on their practice facilities. Looking forward to it. Got out on their golf course today. Looks really good and excited to be there.
You can grow grass right now. I know that.
Yes, definitely.
Very, very much so. So Caddy Smack on the gym class coming your way right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 as we got a few texts rolling in here. We're going to talk to Sean McCarty here in just a couple of moments as Sean We thank him for taking time out today to talk with us. As he's got a lot of things happening right now. Getting ready for the PGA. Just had the PGA Club Pros tournament. He's a coach, golf coach at Liberty, and of course the head pro at Brown Deer. So a lot of things.
A lot of things on his plate right now. So it's time to get ready for a PGA Championship, though, and start practicing and gear up.
Yeah, I think that's going to move to the top of the leaderboard as far as things getting ready. So we'll talk to Sean coming up here in just a couple of moments as we'll get him on the program here.
Got an icebreaker here for you, Brian. 69-36 when warming up on the driving range. Is there a good rotation to do? Start with irons and then go to woods, or is it simply what works best for you?
Well, obviously, if you're playing well and you have a routine that's working well, stick to it. But if you really watch and learn from the best players in the world, they're pitching balls and chipping balls first and working their way up into longer clubs. And if you feel like your game's in good shape, you know, don't overdo it on the practice range. Don't hit a million balls out there. Just hit some wedges. Start with a low tempo swing, you know, little quarter swings and work your way up into your driver. And then hit a couple short shots before you finish up and head over to the tee box or over to the putting green. So again, small swings, small clubs, and work your way to the top.
Yeah, it's kind of a ladder, isn't it? You work your way to the top and then come back down.
Yep.
Kind of the same clubs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Top to bottom. And a lot of times, if you remember how we drew a star in kindergarten, you know, up, down, and then across and across and then back down again, I like to go through my bag that way. And only hit a couple of balls per club, especially if I'm hitting the ball well and I'm about ready to head out to play. Because if you really think about golf, you're not hitting the same clubs over and over. So repeating swings isn't anything you really want to do on the practice range prior to playing. So you don't need to hit 27 irons or 20 drivers because you don't get to do that on the golf course. You're going to hit a driver, then you're going to hit something into the green, then you're going to hit a putt and or a chip if you miss the green. So we want to kind of get into that routine because you have time in between and you're going to hit different golf clubs on the golf course. So you want to take that time and do a little bit of that on the practice range as well.
Very much so. Very much so. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Get your questions for Brian ready to go. We'll have some more of those coming up here in a little bit. But we are very happy to be joined by Sean McCarty, the head pro down at Brown Deer in Coralville, and getting ready for the PGA Championship that'll be played at Southern Hills in Tulsa in a couple of weeks. Sean, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, and congratulations to you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. So kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can imagine kind of looking forward to it. Another major on the resume, but tell you what, to get there, you had to have a great comeback and punctuated by a final round 68 in the Club Pros tournament, and that put a smile on your face, I know.
It did. You know, kind of all week, you know, obviously I hadn't practiced a lot because of the crappy weather we've had in Iowa, but so the preparation wasn't that good, but the whole time, you know, it's putting good. I kind of felt like I should have been leading the whole time, and here I'm just barely making the cut. And the last day that I knew the wind was supposed to pick up, and it did, and I kind of told my caddy, I said, you know, I think we get 200, we can squeak in the top 20 days. This course is tough enough without wind. So, and I did. I played a really good solid round, felt good the whole day, and results were good.
Sean, in following you around during that tournament, the final round, you played the back nine first and eagled number five, your 14th hole of the day. Take us through that moment and what was going through your mind at the time.
Yeah, so I've been horrified. The hole number four the whole time, it's been a tough hole because it's way up high. It's, you know, it's really exposed to the wind. I'm not going to lie to you, I've been dreading that thing the whole time because I knew it was going to be dead into the fan. And I'll tell you what, I hit an okay drive. I mean, I just kind of hit down the right rough and, you know, I made par. And after that, I was, like, so relieved. I mean, I crushed drive on this par five, and I hit a five iron from, like, 234, and we couldn't see the green, but I hit it right on my line. I told my caddy, I said, this thing's going to be good. And it was really good. I actually lipped out for a two. I had a little four-inch putt for an eagle, so that sure helped, so.
Wow. You know, these two are sitting here thinking, five iron, 235. Does my driver go that far?
had a little adrenaline pumping after I got through that fourth hole. So
that's fun.
But no, it was. I'll tell you, it was just like the pressure was all gone after I did that par on that number four, and I should have buried next hole. I lipped out from 5 feet, and then I buried the seventh hole, and I made a bogey on eight. Unfortunately, I hit a really good drive and just a little too far, and I was totally blocked out by a tree, so I had to lay up.
Yeah, that's an amazing round. That I mean, as you said, that golf course is difficult already, and you had some wind conditions, and the best part is you took advantage of it.
Yeah, it's a tough golf course. I felt comfortable because I played there in 2019 in the PGA Cup, so it's I had six rounds on the golf course. So like I said, I think that was a huge help going into it.
Right, yeah, you're definitely not lost when you get that kind of time on a golf course like that. That helps out quite a bit.
Sorry, Brian, I'm having a hard time hearing you there.
Oh, he just said that it helps knowing the golf course right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and Brian Wernemont and I were talking before I left. You know, I just felt really comfortable kind of leading up to it. And obviously that certainly helped, other than just not getting a lot of preparation before we went down there because I'm a fair weather golfer. So,
yeah. How about your preparation now between the that point and getting ready to go down to Tulsa anyway? You've got obviously your pro duties down at Brown Deer, you're coaching Liberty as well, and trying to get ready for a major. So, you know, what's it like? And you know, being you know, Family Guy, what's it like getting ready with all the oars in the water right now?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously, I mean, I actually went out and practiced today because it was a decent day for once, you know, and not rainy and cold. But I'm actually going to go down to Tulsa this Sunday, Monday and play and, you know, get two rounds on the golf course. So kind of get a feel for it. So that'll be a big help. I've never played it. I've been around that area, but I've never played that golf course. So kind of looking forward to getting out there. But, yeah, it's, you know, unfortunately, I still got my duties here and we actually just moved in our new house here, like right after I got back from Texas. So all the pressure's off. You know, that was nice to have that done, and now I can kind of concentrate on golf.
This is, correct me if I'm wrong, your third major, and you've also played in other PGA Tour events. Are you at this point past the point of being starstruck, standing next to? Are you?
Yeah, you know, after I played in the PGA 2018, you know, I was a little bit there when I got there, but as the week went, you know, I felt good. I felt comfortable. You know, the biggest thing is just the amount of people. I mean, I'm not used to that. You know, I kind of got a complex. I hit a lady in the old Quad City Classic when I first kind of got down there and kind of got, so I'm a little gun shy, you know, at times, but you know, it's just kind of overwhelming the amount of people. But you know, I played in John Deere quite a few times now, so I've kind of been around these guys. But obviously, PGA's got the biggest names in golf, so it's fun. You know, I actually excited my kid, my oldest boy, kind of got to caddy for a couple practice rounds in 2018. He's going to caddy this year at the PGA, so should be fun.
That's very exciting.
Very exciting indeed. And Sean McCarty joining us, the pro down at Brown Deer in Coralville. He's going to tee it up in the PGA at Southern Hills coming up in just a couple of weeks. And it's a course with a lot of history. Obviously, as you mentioned, you haven't got a chance to play it anyway, but I'm sure you've gone back, looked at things on TV and whatnot. So you know probably a little bit about the course.
Yep. Obviously, and I think they renovated it like 3 years ago. So so Jeff Schmidt, who works for us here at Brown Deer, he played there last year in the 2019 or on the senior PGA championship down there. So I've been picking his brain big time. I've got his yard book kind of going over things and, like I say, looking at past his, you know, when they were down there playing. So the other thing, I've got my old golf coach, Lynn Blevins, who coached me at Iowa for half the time I was there, and he grew up in that area. He's played that golf course many times, so he's actually going to fly in and go with me on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday on practice round. So get a little of his knowledge, too. So it should be good.
What's your expectations, Sean?
I need to make the cut. I've not made a cut in a major, so that's my goal. And I feel pretty comfortable. Body feels good. I feel pretty good about my golf game right now. So I usually can't say that at this point. So I really need to make cut. I need to make the cut to have a chance to make the our U.S. PGA Cup team this year. I'm just a couple hundred points behind, so making the cut will be a pretty good chance of making that team where we play in Europe this year.
So in this week and coming up, what will you focus on as you practice?
For me, it's just kind of short game. You know, I don't like to wear my body out. You know, I'm going to go down to this golf course, work on short game. I mean, anytime I play a golf course, I'm always chipping putting on most golf courses, and that's going to be really key from what I hear at Southern Hills, that the greens are brutal. You know, just the chipping, the bunkers, you know, you got a really good sand play. So I've actually been working on my bunker play more than I have probably ever. But my old golf coach has kind of given me some ideas. You know, you got long bunker shots and need to do the chunk and run a little bit more maybe. So just a little more of the short game preparation, which you can never do enough.
I think everybody is happy that the PGA, when it's slated for Tulsa, Oklahoma, has moved to May, because when it was in August and they held it there a couple times, it was brutal.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I lived down there for like 6 months when I was finishing up my college, so I know it's brutal in the summertime down there.
Sean,
St. Louis is no peach either, but
no.
Sean, you're of course out of West Branch, and I want to get your idea why golf is so good and so important in West Branch. I go back to Dave Rummels. Became pretty good friends with Dave. He's played in the final group in majors. You come along. The high school team is ultra successful. What's going on in West Branch?
Yeah, you know, like I say, you know, I grew up, Dave was 15 years older than I was, so, I mean, he was kind of my mentor. He was, you know, I was probably like 7 when he was 22, just getting out of college and trying the tour, and so I looked up to him big time. And then obviously my parents were big supporters of junior golf. I mean, they would do anything for any kids. I mean, even opposing teams, you know, they would host any high school meet we needed to for the school, sectionals, districts. They never hesitated whatsoever, maybe to give us a little home course advantage, I don't know. But, you know, they were great. They would do anything. I mean, in fact, my mom would go up and steal my brother and I's clothes to help keep the other opposing teams warm, you know, stuff like that, or cook them cookies and stuff. So, but I think just that, you know, and even I think nowadays the golf course out there is very supportive of junior golf. Barney out there does a good job. All summer long, you got all these kids and so forth out there all summer long playing. So I think that's just part of the success. And we just always had a big group playing golf when I was growing up.
Awesome. Well, great stuff. And Sean, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll be following you and the rest of the folks down at Southern Hills. Should be a great week. Enjoy every minute of it, and hopefully you can get through the weekend.
Yeah, you bet. I appreciate it. We'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right. Sean McCarty, the head pro down at Brown Deer in Coralville. And he's going to be teeing it up at the PGA Championship in Tulsa.
How many times have you played with Sean? Multiple?
Yeah. There's one funny one that I have a story of. We were at TPC John Deere, and it was a 36-hole event, two-round event, and we were tied after the first round for first place. So we're tied, we get paired up, and there was multiple players, so we were in the second group. And so we started on hole 2. And so our last hole was hole number 1. And I hit a drive on hole 1. Nice, just hit it out in the fairway somewhere. And Sean takes it down the left side. And it takes it over the trees. And the ball basically it lands on the green, right?
No way.
Yeah. And he pounded. We had helpful wind. And it was perfect for him.
That plays what? high through 380, 390? Or?
Well, my ball was coming down where his was peaking. and he lands it on there. Well, he hits his putt. Sorry, Sean, I don't want you to remember this, but he hit his putt about halfway there. And he was mad at himself, and I looked at him. And I said, go fix your ball mark. he laughed and shrugged, you know, that got him to smile a little bit, and he rolled in whatever he had left. I think it was still like a 10 or 12 footer, and wow. And he rolled that right in for his birdie, and off the hole we walked for our 36th hole. But yeah, I'll never forget watching that ball go over those trees, thinking that's where my ball started coming down. It's still going up.
Yeah, if you've ever been to Deer Run, I mean, you get to the top of the hill on one, off to the right. That's optimal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's optimal.
That's insane.
Yeah. And I hit mine over that, right? I was over that peak, so I hit a good ball. I wasn't disappointed in it whatsoever. But then when you watch him hit that, and you just, it's a sound. You hear that sound. It's amazing sound.
And if you don't know, folks that haven't followed Sean, Sean, there aren't a lot of people in America that are longer than Sean McCarty.
When he plays on tour, and you'll hear stories from like Brian Wernema and some other players that, you know Sean really well. But when he plays, you know, in those tour events, if you look at driving distance, he's right in there. Yep. If he's hitting driver all day, and so when he plays in the John Deere and that, he's leading in that driving distance category for sure. And a great example is that 235
yard five iron.
Yeah.
I will never forget that.
right. And, you know, he just said, I hit it solid. Right. And that's a.
You better.
Yeah. That's a 21 degree hybrid for me.
He's like 49 years old, I think.
Yeah. He's in his 40s. Yep.
And he'll be. 40s. He'll be knocking on the door of some like the senior PGA, and he will do really well there.
I agree. Yeah, it might actually get hard for him because the courses are going to get shorter. He's going to have to throw away his driver or something. I don't know what he's going to do.
319-366-1600. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM as we take you through a Wednesday edition of the show brought to you by DePaco Community Credit Union. If you have a question for Brian, go ahead and text it to us or just give us a call. Pick up the phone, 319-366-1600. We get a nice sunny day for golf out there today. And the first thing I wanted to ask is, since it has been, as Sean put it, such a crappy spring.
Yeah, it has.
You haven't been able to get out a whole lot. B, going out to even hit balls in the range is iffy because it's been so windy, and you don't want to hit balls into the wind. You don't want to hit balls into a crosswind. You got to have a nice day to go out there and do that. Your mental part of the game right now is kind of a little bit in flux because of the fact you're not getting any distance. You're not getting any roll. I mean, this is tough, tough conditions. And you just got to keep your mind in a good spot right now, don't you?
Definitely. And, you know, if you're feeling like you want to get out and practice at the range on these windy days, I was just talking to one of my players about this the other night as we were practicing and getting him ready for high school sectionals. Pick a target out there and don't try to play the wind. Hit it straight to the target and let the ball float, you know, left or right, whatever direction that wind is coming from. If you're practicing directly in the wind, go out and practice all day, because all that's going to do is just highlight the mistakes that you make, because the ball will just spin twice as much in whatever direction you spun it. So practicing into the wind is optimal as long as it's straight at you. But most of the ranges, typically the wind's coming across them. It was out at Saddleback the other night. And so here's what I did is I lined my student up to a target and said, this is your target. I want you to hit as straight a ball to that target as you can. But you have to know that when you do that, this ball's going to fall 10 yards to the right. And that's okay. You know, that's we aim straight at this target for the wind to take it to that position. That way we're practicing straight shots and not practicing trying to fight the wind. And that's the hard thing to do in the spring. So I see that a lot. Players will come in, they're struggling because they're out playing in the wind. And so they're making changes and they're trying to deal off clubs and try to flight things through the wind, and they're just not making normal golf swings.
We're going to go to the phone, bring in Dave from Coralville, who has a question on Caddy Smack in the Gym Class for Brian. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, but my golf game isn't. So my question to you, I'm in my mid-50s now, and I used to be a pretty big hitter and at one time about a 4 handicap, and I'm a long ways from that now. But I'm looking for, what do you recommend for the best way to kind of simplify your game for a guy who's gotten larger and gotten stiffer in his whole body and especially his swing? So.
Right. Now, thanks, Dave, for the question. And really, I'm there with you. I'm 54 years old, and I have to stretch, and I use, not trying to, again, I use a Theragun. I don't know what they call those, but a massage gun. And I use it every day, and I have to in order to keep my body moving and supple for this game. You don't have to be this athlete, looking body to play golf. You really don't, but you do have to take care of your body, and you do have to stretch and make sure that you're able to make those movements. As we age, our swings start to get a little bit shorter, so making sure that we can get our back to the target and our club length is still a full length swing, that's a big deal, because it doesn't take any more effort to make a longer swing to get the ball going again, because as we shorten up that swing, you're creating less club head speed, you're going to have less ball speed, and you're losing distance. So I think for everybody that's like us, getting into that middle 50s and starting to work our way up there, the key factor is keep stretching. It's good for your health even outside of golf, and then make sure that you keep your club length of your swing at a nice length so that you can maintain club head speed and ball speed.
Very true. Very, very true. 319-366-1600. 3534 also letting us know, not only a great golfer, but Sean was an all-state running back, I think, at West Branch and helped win state championship.
Yeah, he looks like somebody that could run through that hole and just take you out if you tried to fill the hole.
Very, very true. 319-366-1600. 1600. 2235 with a very good question here before we get to a break. And I think that this is something in the back of the mind of a lot of folks who think that lessons are only for, when you're starting off, et cetera, et cetera. They are 28, golf here and there. Is it too late for lessons? And where could I go? It's never too late.
No, I have an example. I have a CIO of a major corporation here in the area and older than I am. And we started out and, he was 100 and something, somewhere in that range and something. And today, a bad round is in the low 90s and his good rounds are in the mid 80s. And that's a non-athlete person. And so that's taking an older person and getting them into a position to where you can go and play outings and play with friends and take trips and have a lot of fun. And, he threatens breaking 80 every summer. And that's a lot of fun. And it was so much fun to watch his transformation from truly shooting 120, to now, threatening 80 and getting close into the 70s here and there and definitely playing in the 80s more often than not. And that's really good golf. And so whatever level you're at, I always say I can make somebody a single digit and get them down to a 9, somewhere in that range. And then after that, it takes a lot of dedication, a little bit of athleticism, and definitely a love for the game.
He also says, well, where can I go? Obviously, you are one option.
Sure, absolutely.
But there are a lot of club professionals around.
There's a lot of great teachers here in the Cedar Rapids area and all the way down the corridor. So definitely there's some really good spots. I know they're doing a lot of good work at Airport National. They're doing a lot of teaching there, and they build all those indoor facilities there, so that when the weather's bad, for the Cedar Rapids, it's a great spot to go. You can get that indoor, and it's a public facility.
Yeah. Plenty of places to go. 343. We're going to take a break, come back. More Caddy Smack on the Gym Class with Brian. If you have a question, 319-366-1600 about your game, and Brian will answer that for you. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Breaking Benjamin. Live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets now. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
Menards has what you need to grow the perfect lawn. Right now, save 11% on everything. Clear your patio and driveway of weeds and grasses with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer Concentrate. This easy-to-mix formula acts fast with visible results within 3 hours of application. It's just $11.99 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through May 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors,
about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive.
Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We are back at 3:45 here on the Gym Class, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas with you, and you out there with your questions for golf. 319-366-1600, or you can pick up the phone like Dave did and just give us a call at 319-366-1600. And keeping on the subject of lessons, and I think the best response for the question we have in the text line is they ask how much are lessons, because I'm, as they say, terrible. Not my words, their words.
Right, right.
I mean, they vary. I mean, you can go, I mean, everybody has a different rate, et cetera, et cetera. Just find something that can fit your budget.
I agree with that. And what you'll find, too, is if you're beginning, find that early teacher. He or she will be great for you. They won't cost as much. They'll get your grip right. They'll get your posture right. They'll get your alignment right. All those key factors that you need as you graduate from teacher to teacher, as you decide how far you really want to take your game. So as you get to more experienced teachers that are possibly even ranked in the country, that sort of thing, obviously your costs are going to go up. And it's like anything else, baseball or soccer or anything. When you have, you know, private lessons like that, it takes some time. You know, go in there, be ready for it, be warmed up before you get there, and they'll get you going. They'll get you going in the right direction.
Brian, many moons ago, I read one of Jack Nicklaus's books, and one of his tips or lessons was tee it up whenever you can.
Yeah.
But I still see people on par threes that don't tee it up. They just hit it off the ground. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. You know, there's an advantage to both. I am of the thought of you tee it up when you can. And I will do that every time. The only time I won't tee it up on a par three is if I really do need to spin it a little bit more and get it to, you know, 'cause when the ground and the ball contact with each other, you're gonna take some off. And so it'll spin differently. So each player is a little different how they impact it, but you're going to get a different type of flight from a ball sitting on the ground compared to a ball sitting on a tee. Obviously, you're going to have less friction when it's sitting on the tee, so there's not as much, you know, to cause the ball to spin as much. And when you have it on the ground, it'll spin a little bit more. And so there's times you need to spin a little bit more.
And the idea is to get as ideal a lie as you can if you're going to tee it up.
Definitely.
I mean, you're not going to tee it up an inch when you're hitting an 8-iron.
Right, right. You could.
You could.
Yeah, right. You could swing up at it like a driver if you wanted to take a bunch of spin off of an 8-iron. But that would be what happens. And, you know, the rules are still the rules from 100 years ago as far as teeing ground goes. You can take a pile of sand and set your ball on top of a pile of sand, yeah, which is the way we started the game a million years ago. And or you can... You know, you can tap the ground with your club and create an up lie on the turf. You know, so there's all kinds of ways to get there. You just need to find your way that works best for you. But I say I'm with Mr. Nicholas. Tee it up.
I would agree. Right now, a lot of college teams very happy, some unhappy, as the field is being set for the NCAA Division I's. A little different this year. Unfortunately, we will not have a representative here in the state of Iowa. Iowa and Iowa State are not going to be in the regionals this year. And
yep.
Both had young teams this year, and most of the players are back for next year. I think Iowa has everybody back next year.
I believe so, yeah. Last time I looked, I think Iowa State was at 105 ranked, and Iowa was like 63, somewhere in that range, which is still really good rankings. There's so many more Division I college golf teams than there are football teams, that sort of thing. So the ranking, you know, when you look at a top 25, those are really strong teams. And so I say you stay around that 100 number and under, you have a really good team. But then when you get to the regionals and NCAAs, you can only have so many teams in order to have a tournament. And that's when that number has to get much smaller.
You think we're going to see much NIL in college golf? I mean, young John Daly just got a deal with Hooters.
Yeah.
Mainly because of his dad.
Right.
But you think that will be a thing in college golf?
I think so. I think we'll see some of that. It's going to be the prime players that they know are coming out of college golf. You know,
or
they
coming overseas.
And coming overseas. You're going to have those players that, you know, do well in the U.S. amateur, but they're still in college. They want to get their college degree. They're set on finishing their college. And those are the players you're going to see, the ones that are set on finishing college. They're already playing really well. They're already playing well in events that they can play as an amateur, U.S. Open, U.S. Amateur, maybe even the Masters. You know, that's one of the few majors that allow the amateurs into it. Those are the players you're going to see with some deals.
Top seeds, the four number one seeds at the four regionals, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma State and Arizona State, so not a real big surprise.
Right, not at all. Yeah, I looked at that too.
As they are, they're your cream of the crop as far as college golf is concerned. 319-366-1600. One other question on the text line, 3706 asks, is the sweet spot on a golf ball really beneficial? They would be thinking.
Definitely on the golf club. The sweet spot on the golf ball is the middle of the golf ball.
That's how you hit a 5-iron 235
right,
yards.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, as far as the golf ball goes, obviously if you're missing the center of the golf ball, then we definitely need to look at the golf swing for sure. And possibly your attack angle if you're missing the sweet spot of the golf ball. As far as the golf club goes, the new clubs are amazing.
Forgiving.
Yeah, they're forgiving, and you can. There's a much larger spot than when I was a kid playing golf, and you know that used to be a dime size, which got to a nickel size, which is now a couple of quarters on the face of the club.
Is it that much?
Yeah, it's pretty big, and even in the irons, and which is amazing. They're building the irons today much more like a hybrid or a driver. They're very similar. They're in parts. They're built like a car. There's a chassis. And then you have anywhere from 4 to 8 parts in that golf club that are all put together to create the golf club. And outside of the blade forgings that are still around, the rest of the golf clubs are built like cars. There's a chassis and parts, and they put them all together. And by doing so, they're able to make a face as fast as they want. So a lot of people will say that, well, they're just so de-lofted. Well, they had to be because they made the faces so fast now that in order to get an iron to go that far and act like a 7-iron, we'll say, they had to get it to a position to where it flew like a 7-iron, even though it's flying like a 5-iron, you know, distance-wise. And those descent angles that the new clubs are providing are the same as they were when we were younger and not hitting it as far. It's coming out of the sky at a 45 to a 50-degree landing angle. That's a 7-iron. And they were just hitting them farther because they're making the faces faster and easier to hit.
Yes, they are. We got this week on tour, Wells Fargo, usually one of the top events When it's at Quail Hollow, it's moved to TPC Avenal this year because Quail Hollow is being played for the President's Cup later on. The field not quite as stellar as it usually is, but still some big names on there. Scotty Scheffler is still doing the victory tour for the Masters. He was at the Rangers game the other night, being taken around and VIP'd and whatnot, as he should be. But then we got the Byron Nelson, and when we reconvene in 2 weeks, we'll be on the eve of the PGA with Sean in the field, and we'll be smack dab in Tigerdom, I would imagine. He's going to play. I don't think there's... By the way, Sean gets to play at, you know, Southern Hills too, you know.
Right.
A practice round, not just Tiger.
Right. Yeah, he's heading down early.
Everybody even. Does. Everybody yeah. does. That's why it was not a big deal.
Right.
When Tiger was down there. He's going to play, everybody.
Well, I'm sure the news will blow up that Sean's going down this week.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll blow it up. He will be joined by his many other pros down there this week that probably aren't at the Wells Fargo.
Right.
Yeah, and then Byron Nelson will be between this week and the PGA Championship down there. But the thing we got to do now is get out and play because it sounds like the weather is going to break next week. It's not been a great spring, but, boy, the courses are going to be in great shape. They're wet right now, so you are not going to get a whole lot of roll. So think about that when you pick your tee markers you want to play from because – right now, 6,200-yard golf course is like 6,500 right now.
Yeah, and if you haven't got out a lot, you know, play Lift Clean in Place this time of year. We played that today. You know, you would get some mud balls, and so you mark it with a tee, clean it, and then place it, you know, in a relative manner, not closer to the hole, and give yourself, you know, some decent lies. Get out, get playing, and give yourself some chances to hit some good shots. It's early, and we didn't get a lot of early golf this year, so... So go out and have fun and enjoy the game and don't make it any harder than it already is, you know, with spring golf.
Live not any closer to the hole, everyone.
Yeah, not closer to the hole.
That's the key part. That's the key part, right?
On your honor.
On your honor. Well, that's why you got the tee there. That's why you got the tee right there. And, yeah, we'll see. The PGA will have our picks as we get – reconvene next time for the event at Southern Hills. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. They had media day at the Country Club for the U.S. Open. That is around the corner. Qualifying is just next week, I believe. They start the sectional qualifying and whatnot for the U.S. Open. So
yeah, yep, that's coming up soon.
There are a lot of PGA pros are going to be doing that.
And yep,
that gets a little nerve wracking when you're in a 11 for 3. Playoff.
Right.
And you right. gotta, to get into the U.S. Open. That gets a little bit tough on the nerves right there. But hey, Brian, appreciate it. The website again for your new venture
is lakehousesports.com.
Check it out, lakehousesports.com.
You'll be able to get on the lake here in a few days, probably.
I'm ready, yes. Yeah. Yeah. We went out last Saturday, I think it was. And yeah.
That was decent.
Before the rains got there.
Yep, before the rains got there.
Before the rains got there. All right, so we will be back in 2 weeks with another edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next. NBA basketball coming up tonight as well on all of our frequencies right here on KGYM. Brian, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks. So see you then.
All right, and Mark, we will talk tomorrow, and we will have Barry Abrams join us to preview the Kentucky Derby coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to the run for the roses.
I'm going to hear about this Iowa horse.
We're going to find out about the Iowa horse coming up tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed it. Back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of the Gym Class.
Friends, we all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as